This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Well, you see, I had this fantastic way of opening the show tonight. I was going to sit here and look lost, being like, well, it's been so long since I've been here, I forgot how I'm supposed to open the show. But I opened the show with me realizing that I fucked up the opening. So I can't really
forget how to do it.
Yeah. Can't really come back from that. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. You're out of practice. You know, it happens after a couple days, you know.
I'm back and we're still as professional as ever. It's good to see that things don't change around here.
That's probably one of the best openings we've had in some ways.
Right. It's part of our charm. Exactly. Did you miss me, Steve?
Yeah, actually, you know, we did. A lot of people, you know what, the problem is that people have been asking about you for a week, and I keep having to tell people he's not dead. I don't know if they were hopeful or just concerned. were asking if he's dead or not.
I'm almost positive there were people who were hopeful. I'm almost positive. But yes, I missed all of you guys too. I had went to Ohio, and the 4 feet of snow that we got in Greensboro made it to where I couldn't leave until Wednesday, and then Wednesday came, and I was just so infatuated with who I was with that I just couldn't break away. It was one of those Nicholas Spark moments, so I had to stay. But anyways, now I'm back with my other love, you guys, so it's good to be back. Let's say hello real quick to Jared, Red's Rhetoric, and Team Skeptic. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Evening.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now.
Welcome to our world. You think any of us do at this point? I just get a message. Hey, Kyle wants to know if you're going to be available at 10:30.
Well, here's the deal.
You cannot say no.
Here's the deal. I wanted to do something a little bit different. There are several flat Earth videos that I've come across looking for people to do, like, the you know, the Flatterday Nights and things like this. And they are bringing up such ridiculous points and asking such crazy questions that I was like, we need a night where we just kick back, have a good time, and play some of these questions and have you guys answer it. But the twist of tonight is that I have in front of me different envelopes, and you're going to pick a number when you go to answer one of these questions. And inside of one of these envelopes has a name of a flat earther. And they run the gambit on personalities, but you have to answer the question in the tone, state, like the voice, accent of the person that you select. So you're going to actually become these flat earthers and answer the questions as a globe earther would.
Are you trying to get me to commit suicide? Because there's easier ways of doing that.
This is more fun for me. This is totally for me.
This is more of a slow death.
I'm just saying.
We like to prolong it.
Yeah, this will be fun. You know, if
this
one of you get
fun,
one of you get Dale or Anthony Riley or
fuck it, word.
I mean, you could just blackmail me with my password to amputeedonkeys.com. That'll do it. I mean,
it's there's part of me that wants to ask if that's really a thing, and then a part of me that doesn't.
Don't.
It's totally a thing.
Yeah, I mean, amputee donk. I don't even want to know. I'm going to get that out of my head now.
I'm curious now.
You're going to look it up in the background now. We know.
Somebody's out.
Steve, you wanted to make an announcement or something?
Well, right? I just wanted to put a shout out. A friend of mine is a PhD student in math, and he's just decided to actually start a channel because, you know, we like to foster new channels. And it's on math, so if you like math, go check him out. His name's Jonathan. His channel's called Epic Math Time. What a cool name. I put the link in the video live chat. He does things quite similar to how I do it in a very simplistic style to explain math to people that are not math people. So I want to put a shout out to him because he's been working on this channel for a while. He's got the studio thing going on. He's got the equipment. He's got the look. I think that even Kyle would be appreciative of his style.
Is that the lightboard guy?
Yeah, he doesn't use a white. He uses a clear board.
Yeah, but he writes and it comes up on the.
He writes on it. Yeah,
yeah, he is a good looking guy. Now I wouldn't be able to watch him for math. I wouldn't pay attention to any of the numbers going on. But that's just me.
Well, if he makes another type of video, I'll let you know.
Okay. Now we're going to go down the line and let these gentlemen introduce themselves and talk about whatever they've got going on or want to put out there. But before we do that, I want to say that tomorrow, this came out of nowhere, but tomorrow's going to be a huge night. One of the original YouTube atheists. He's got a controversial past, and we're not going to get into any of that. What we're going to be focusing on is his video where he called out Godless Engineer. This man put out a video asking Godless Engineer about 9 or 10 questions, and I thought, well, let's invite them both here and have him ask the questions in front of Godless Engineer. You know, let's make this 90th time that Godless Engineer will be appearing on the show really something special. So Brett Keene will be joining us tomorrow and asking Godless Engineer those questions face to face. So, yeah.
What time is this going on so I can clear my schedule?
8 o'clock. Yes, I know. I'm actually really pleasantly surprised that he agreed to come on. But I told him, I said that, you know, it'll be between you two. We'll stay out of it. You know, I know he feels like there's a lot of places that gang up on him. I'm going to let him just.
Gee, I wonder why.
He's not a big fan of him, trust me.
Well, you know, I don't want to disparage. I don't want to disparage. We're gonna make it till tomorrow night and let Godless Engineer and Brett Keene have their talk, and
can I just sit back and drink? That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Want to do is just back.
Is my mic
a lot of alcohol for to get
through. Is my mic a little loud?
Loud. dB side. That's why I said drop it down dB or two.
My bad, y'all. I'll fix that in just a second.
It's not horrible, but if you dropped it down at least like 1 dB or two, it's going to be perfect.
How is that?
Better.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It just equalizes the sound easier.
Now let's go down the line. I know Jared's got a video that he's going to put out, so Jared will hold you until last, if you don't mind, so that we can just transition from your video into that. But Team Skeptic, you got anything going on that you want to put out there?
Yeah, well, first off, now knowing that Godless Engineer is going on his 90th appearance, I now have a mark to catch up to. I only need about like 83 or 84 more appearances after tonight, and then I'll catch up and be one of the family members here.
Your family anyways.
Yeah, your family. He's practically he has a stake in the the show, I think. He's the nearest one behind him is I think it's either I haven't tallied lately, but it's either going to be Reds or Aaron. They'll be the next ones to catch up on him. So I think it might be Reds. I think Reds has eked it out quite a few times here.
Well, I'm just glad to be here. So thank you guys.
Well, welcome, sir. Speaking of Reds, how are you today, Sunshine?
Let's see. Let me just Let me just X out all this donkey porn so I can pay attention to what's going on.
It's either donkey porn or you're taking
hang
a shit.
Hang on. Oh. Sorry, it was a long night. Hang on.
I feel you. Hey, I've been there, man. I've been there.
Not done yet. There's a lot of tabs on this. Okay, and we'll
how many donkeys going. can you? I mean,
don't judge me.
I just have one question. Can you tell the difference between the like? Is one donkey more attractive than the other? That's all I want to know.
The one I go for is named Sheila.
Yeah, are you saying that Reg would be an unattractive donkey? Come on.
Okay.
He has low standards, I guess. But
all the donkey porn has officially been closed. I'm sorry. What was the question, Kyle?
Wonderful. How are you, Sunshine?
Oh, great. We have confirmation that a lot of people will be participating in International Baller Day, which, if you don't know, is that on the night going into the new year, you will wear your favorite NASA gear to piss off flat earthers in public, because apparently they found it fit to harass people in public who happened to be wearing a NASA shirt that day. So in response to that, we're all going to wear one, because fuck them. So if you guys participate, send a picture of yourself wearing your gear. Doesn't have to show your face, just you wearing your gear, to me, and I'll feature on my channel. It's great. International Baller Day. Get on board.
And what day is that again?
That is the evening going into the new year.
Perfect. December 31st into January 1st.
I have my NASA hoodie. I was actually at Walmart 2 days ago, and they had – I just happened to see on a clearance rack they had a NASA hoodie. It was like it's an awful color blue, but it was like $4. I was like, well – I'm going to grab that. So.
And can we throw that out there? If when you do this, actually try to get it on cam, too. If some flat earther maybe comes up to you, let's get some maybe videos maybe sent to us.
Yeah.
There's cell phones all over the place. You guys can flip that bitch to video and start recording. Send that shit to me, and you get extra points.
Yeah, send it to Reg.
Flip that bitch. That'd
be awesome. I'd love to see that. I might walk around just hoping to find a flurfer. But in my area, I don't know if they exist.
Okay, so here's the thing that I just realized is not going to work. Jared, can you kind of intro your video while I fix my issue?
You can leave that screen there. I can give everyone all the details because I'm actually going to be putting the link into the live chat itself for people to go to after.
I just don't know if the audio is going to...
Like I said, don't worry about it. I just gave you a screen that way you could hide the stupid from the audience.
Let me. Can you guys hear this?
So you don't need...
No.
Well, there's no audio at this point in the video yet. The first 10 seconds is just that.
Can you hear that?
No.
It's very, very, very quiet. So like I said, Kyle, don't worry about it. I will tell the public all the information that they need to know.
Well, you just talk and I can fix this real quick.
So what's going on? In conjunction with International Ballers Day, for the people who were not watching the hangout on Red's Rhetoric's channel where it was created and fabricated, I am going a step further rather than just sticking with a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a ball cap with the NASA logo on it. Fuck that shit. I'm doing an entire flight jacket covered in 32 individual NASA-related patches, including all the mission patches from the Apollo program, all the mission patches from the Gemini program, and a few others, including the ISS, Hubble, the Challenger mission that unfortunately ended.
God damn it. Now we can hear it.
Okay, hold on a second. We're getting there. All right.
I want Bullinator back.
So, I do too.
So, for those who don't know, that video I linked will show you all the patches that are currently at the tailors being put onto the jacket. I will be rocking that jacket along with my military name tag on the left breast pocket on December 31st into January 1st to piss off flat earthers. But an idea struck me a few days after. What would really piss off the flat earthers? How about this badassery of a jacket? I raffle it off. And all proceeds from this raffle are going to be donated to the science department of my kid's private school.
Fuck yeah.
fuck yeah, that's badass.
That is and badass.
In other words, that's go bad. Fucking buy like 100 raffles right now on his channel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's the thing. $10 gives you 15 entries into the raffle. And yes, the raffle is open internationally. The jacket will be shipping after the first because honestly, I'm going to be too hungover.
That's fair.
Amen. That's cool. I like that. Is that what did you want me to play, Jared? Did you want
No. Oh no, you wanted something to cover that. I figured, hey, okay, let's do that video. And as you can see there, it is the black. It is an adult large size jacket. So accordingly, if you plan on wearing it and you're not a tall motherfucker like Red, it will actually fit you quite nicely.
Nice.
Excellent.
I'm only like 3'8", so I have to wear it like a dress.
Oh, you'll be swimming in it.
Okay, Steve, will you just talk about something for 3 minutes while I get the playlist up now that I've realized what I've done incorrect here?
Yeah, actually, there's something I got to make an announcement. I just recently got Dr. Graham Opie to come on. He's going to agree to come on my particular channel, my own personal channel, Steve McRae. Dr. Graham Opie is a very well-known philosopher, a big name in philosophy. So if you're interested in philosophy, come check that out. It'll be this Wednesday at a little after 7 p.m., just after our non-sequitur show. I think that day we're doing prison reformation, so hopefully it'll end on time. If it's a little bit later than that, that's fine. He can do it starting from anywhere between 7 Pacific time to 8 Pacific time. He's actually on Australian AEST time, so I think it's about 1 o'clock his time. But yeah, he's definitely agreed to come on. He's looking forward to it. We're going to be talking about his book, Atheism and Agnosticism. Again, if you like philosophy and you guys want to talk about my particular favorite subject, because I'm the Pope of Agnosticism, come on and talk about it with Graham Opie. It's going to be great. Like I said, he's a huge name in philosophy. Anybody who really has any read anything about philosophy knows Graham. So this is a big thing. And also, I've also got Dr. Garrett Marion coming on, and he's also known as Sisyphus Redeemed. So way back when, going back
hey
five
guys,
or 6 years ago,
it's Deanna, and Redeemed. I have
he was real big back in the day. He's going to be on at the end of this month as well. So two big names that I managed to score. Which, by the way, we can simulcast at this channel or we're having an after show on this channel.
Okay. Wants to. Oh, yeah. And also, Aaron Roth will be back this Thursday in a debate against Reformed Christian Apologist. Hopefully, Reformed Christian Apologist doesn't do any alcohol or drugs as our last contestant against Aaron Roth did, and that we'll actually have a debate. Okay, I think that I'm all set now. All right, so in scouring the internet for people to come in and do shows like Flatter Day Night Fights on Saturdays, I have had the somewhat misfortune, somewhat fortune to stumble across several characters in the Flat Earth community. And I've put together a couple of videos. I thought it would be really cool to see how these guys react to these questions. And this particular flat earther, she asks a rapid fire succession of questions that I want to see how our panel will answer. And we're going to go down the line that you see them on your screen. We'll go Jared, Reds, and then Team Skeptic, and they'll pick a number. And that number will correspond with a flat earther, and their answer will be in the form of that flat earther's either accent or dialect, anything that they can do to sort of emulate that particular flat earther. Because we want to pay homage here. That's what we're all about here. Okay, so, gentlemen, are we ready to find out what Deanna's questions are?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Do this.
Hang on, I need something quick.
Sure.
Man, I'm trying to debate how far the whiskey bottle is away from me.
All right,
beer is about beer.
About three, about a meter.
Buckle up.
Right.
Wrong. Yeah, I got it right here, baby.
Hey guys, it's Deanna, and I have a question. Wouldn't it be more simple if, like, we just lived with the fact that, like, the Earth wasn't spinning and that it was stationary.
Steve, first question to you. Wouldn't it be more simple if we just believed that the Earth was stationary, or it wasn't was stationary and we weren't spinning?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes, all right. Actually,
planetariums actually use that model in some cases.
I actually wrote down these questions so that we could we had a guideline. All right, Jared, this next one's for you.
I mean, if you really, really think about it, we're sitting here and we walk around all the fucking time, and not one time have we ever felt that bitch, like, move at all.
Okay, so here's the question, Jared. We walk around all the time, and not once have we felt that bitch move. How is the Earth spinning, and how do we not feel it? Now, pick a number 1 through 7.
5.
Please, oh, fuck. Please answer that question like Debbie Duran.
Holy fucking shit. I am not nearly drunk enough for that one yet.
Oh, God. Just say a lot of ums. Just say a lot of ums.
Like, there's this whole thing about the mechanism about... have you heard about how, like, the inner ear works and how that comes into play and everything? And, have you ever thought about just how slow the Earth is actually moving? I mean, when you look at the hour hand on an analog clock, it's actually going at half that speed. But how can you really expect to feel anything when the rotation is just that fucking slow?
That's actually good. And if you want to, guys, so you don't have to, like, you don't have to, if it's a long answer and a complicated answer, you don't have to do the entire answer as the person, because I know that would get probably tedious and it would take away from what you're trying to actually say. But that was well done, Jared. Well done.
I give it a B+.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now that means that Red's rhetoric.
Oh fuck my life.
You get my favorite two questions.
I get two. This is bullshit.
Okay. Well, look, they run together.
Okay.
Just roll with it. All right, Deanna, what do we have next?
I mean, yeah, there's, like, earthquakes and stuff like that, but actually, like, move. How come we don't feel that shit? Like, give me an answer that's not super scientific that I could understand in layman's terms, because I just don't fucking get it.
Jared just did that.
Spinning? I will never, for the life of me, ever believe that the Earth is spinning or that the Earth is a globe. How the fuck do we stay on this bitch? And don't tell me that it's gravity, because we're not fucking magnets.
Okay. All right. So, just to recap.
God.
How is the Earth spinning? How are we staying on it with us not being magnets?
Is this a troll or not troll segment like we had on?
Are we sure about that?
And I need you to pick a number 1 through 7, oh, without the number 5.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me on this one. Okay. 7, fuck it. Lucky 7. Don't fuck
it. 7.
Be Nathan Oakley. Be Nathan Oakley. Be Nathan Oakley.
Oh, no. Antonio Subirats.
Oh, for fuck's even better.
Okay. How the fuck am I gonna...
Once again, you don't have to do the entire answer like that. Just the first couple sentences will be fine.
Okay. Repeat the questions to me one more time.
Sure.
How's
the Earth spinning, and how the fuck do we stay on this planet with us not being magnets?
Okay. How is the Earth spinning, and how the fuck stay on it without us being magnets?
Correct.
And I have to do this as Antonio Subirats?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, let's... Can you give me like 5 seconds, please?
Sure, absolutely. I know this is a big thing. All you really have to do is talk really lightly like
you
this.
Fucking shut your whore mouth.
I was going to ask, do you need some chocolate cake?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't put me like so I was made out of sexy, sexy.
Hang on.
Daytime. Nighttime.
Sexy, sexy.
See, we could all do Antonio Subaru.
Oh my god.
You've been checking a lot.
Okay. Okay, here. Okay, okay. So, hang on. Okay. All right. Here we go. How is the Earth spinning? I guess I answer that one first. How?
Mm-hmm. How?
Okay. Because, you know, conservation of motion is sexy, 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 sexy. And that's how we get daytime, nighttime, sexy, 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 sexy. Oh, but you know about that gravity and how we use it to put it in my asshole? Well, guess what? That in my asshole is doesn't need magnets to work. That's right. It is different than fucking magnets. Because you take the magnet and you put it in my asshole. And then everything is attracted to my asshole. But not by gravity. Sexy, sexy. Sexy, sexy.
I have to admit, that was you nailed it. But somebody in the live chat did point out, like we too like Antonio Subrats. He is very pleasant individual as far as the flat earthers go. So Red did him justice. Yeah,
even Subrats would be appreciative of that. He would say you did.
That was
okay,
good.
In all honesty, I was just trying to figure out how to make it match with the song. I actually don't think I answered the question properly, so fuck this.
Yeah, answers are irrelevant at this point.
Would you like to throw a really brief explanation of why the Earth spins?
It's because of how the Earth formed, okay? The Earth formed with all that motion, and guess what? Conservation of motion is a thing, okay? In order to stop the Earth spinning from its formation, something external to the Earth would have to do the work. And guess what? We do not have enough rockets, enough nuclear bombs, or anything else for that matter, to do that job, all right? Do the math. It's fucking insane. All right, next. How are we stuck to the Earth even though we're not magnets?
Right.
Because magnetism is different than gravity, you fucking retard.
I wasn't even going to entertain the magnetism thing, but I'm glad that you went there. All right, Team Skeptic. By the way, both of you guys so far have done amazing. No pressure, Team Skeptic.
Oh, this is my job. I love it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
I need another damn explanation. Like, it has to be that the Earth is just flat. Like, why is it that we can never find any Google Earth images of motherfuckers upside down on Google Earth? Why is it that we find these pictures of the globe and they're all different? North America is a different size. Africa is different colors. Why the fuck do all the damn globes look the way that they do? How come you can't see the lighter bodies of water? Because there's places where...
Okay, I'm basically just going to sum up her questions here, and we're going to make them into a nice, neat, condensed two questions about the images that we get of Earth. Okay. Number one.
I'm getting drunk.
Most importantly, why can't we see motherfuckers upside down? That's number one, okay? Number two, why do all the images of the Earth look different? And number three, in those pictures, why can't you see, what she goes on from here to say is, why can't you see different colored bodies of water? Because not all water is blue. There's brown water. There's red water. There's green water. Why can't you see the different shades of colors of blue of the ocean? Basically, why can't you see the same globe in the images that we've taken of it, and why can't you see details on that globe that reflect what actually is going on planet Earth? And now I need you to pick a number, 1 through 7, without 5 or number 7.
Well, he went 7, so I'm going to go 1.
Wow. congratulations, you are Nathan Oakley.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fuck. Okay, give me a second to prepare my accent.
No problem.
Do you have a blow-up doll that you can also smack around?
Beat me fucking to it, Red.
Okay, all right, let's go. All right. All right, repeat the first question so I can attack these one at
a
time.
Sure. Why can't we see motherfuckers upside down?
All right. Well, you see, you're not going to see motherfuckers upside down on the Earth because I've flown around the Earth as an international salesman, okay? The Earth is not a globe. There is no such thing as an upside-down person in Australia because Australia simply does not exist. Prove me otherwise and prove awe.
You got into it. I feel like you came into it there at the end. I feel like you came into it there.
And you forgot to ask if she was stupid or just a moron.
Or you could have went with, this is my personal favorite, please no cussing. If you do cuss, you'll be asked to leave. But don't worry, you'll be invited back on the next round. All right. Now, this...
unless you're a friend of mine, then you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. I'm
troll or not troll, but I have a feeling this is not troll. Is it?
The next part of that, Team Skeptic, and you don't have to. This is where you can give a serious answer. Why are all of the images that we've seen of the Earth all different? Why are they completely different shades of colors, all of that stuff?
Okay, so the way the camera obtains the picture is going to be dependent upon what you're actually going to be able to see. So there's different types of cameras, there's different types of lenses, there's cameras that can be much closer to the Earth and have a much wider lens that's going to make the shape of a continent appear to be stretched out over what appears to be a sphere. But what you're actually looking at is only a small portion of the sphere, but you're looking at it with a wide angle, and that's why things are going to appear different sizes. As far as the different colors, that's an erroneous claim, and it goes back to also being, you know, dependent upon what kind of filter and what kind of camera you use, you'll get the detail. But there are pictures of, you know, very detailed color of water that is in California, for instance. There's I saw it on a video. It's talking about weird stuff that they found on Google Earth, and it was a completely pink body of water. You know, I mean, the satellites were able to pick up the different colors of this water. So this, I don't know what she is, or Deanna. I guess Deanna's completely wrong, and she's a fucking idiot.
I knew that was. I had a feeling the bell was coming. I could feel it coming. All right. I believe it's Jared's turn again. Jared, are you ready?
Unfortunately.
Oh, you're not ready. Here we go.
There, water doesn't look that dark. There's places where water looks green, looks light blue, water looks fucking red. Why can't we see that on the satellite images?
We've already answered that.
Covered. During certain times of the year, I know they don't just take pictures of the Earth one time a year. They have to do it a lot, right? So how come there are no pictures of, like, snow in North America and stuff like that during winter? Why are there no pictures of the globe why are there no pictures of the globe during, like, hurricanes and stuff like that? How come we don't see that happening from space, like a whole like globe picture of
this is so easy for you, Jared.
Yes, it is.
How come
you could stop it now because he's just repeating
or anything like
you got to get
when we see a picture of the
we globe. Gotta get this last part in right here.
I believe that they just, you know, put a whole bunch of like random ass pictures together. Honestly, I don't believe like they actually went out into space and took that fucking picture, because I feel like there's so much missing from the photos.
Okay, so she feels like there's so much missing from the photos. Why aren't we taking images of hurricanes that are huge that we watch go around the globe and incoming in making landfall? Why don't they show those, Jared? Why don't they take pictures of hurricanes from space? And pick a number. I've condensed them. Three. Well, you get half of the power duo of Gav and Dale. You are Gav.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, then. Well, see, what we have here is just your complete, absolute lack and ability to do some actual fucking research, my dear. Because you say that they don't have these images, but I could take 10 seconds and pull up a couple hundred of them showing exactly what you are asking for. You want to see North America covered in snowfall? Get off your lazy ass, bitch, and do your research.
That was a well answered too, I think.
You've got to mention your physics degree from Glasgow.
Oh yeah, that's true. Or make those weird noises. I can't even do it. That weird noises that he does. Oh, what is that? That shriek that he does.
Oh God!
Okay. Like a banshee shriek.
But see, that's the thing. She's asking for images that are taken all the fucking time. There's one source that will show you the Pacific half of the world doing just that, showing the weather. And it does it about every 8 minutes. It's called Himawari.
Yep. You got an easy one there. We're almost there. We've got a question for Reds and then a question for Team Skeptic, and we'll be done with round one. So, Reds, let's find out what Deanna has for you.
Every body of land is not the same. There's places where there's complete,
you've already answered
complete
this.
Snow. How come we can't see these globe pictures?
Okay.
And I know you're probably thinking, well, if that's the case, then why the fuck is there not a picture of flat Earth? Because the scientists don't want us to know that the Earth is flat. Because if we actually found out that the Earth was flat, then a lot of the other stuff that we believe to be fiction and fairy tales and shit would have to be true too.
Right.
And I could tell you how in another video.
Like Peter Pan.
I'm not going to get into it too much in this video. This video was just me asking questions about the globe.
You got two more?
And measurements and shit like that. How do you figure out these measurements?
There we
did
go.
You get a measuring tape? Or did you go out there? Like, what object went to the sun? And y'all said, I remember this because it was written in one of my textbooks, one of them fucking McDougal Hill, whatever the fuck, books that we had back in like middle school. I remember them saying in the damn book that we could not get even close to the sun because the sun was too damn hot and it would burn you within like thousands of miles. So if that's the case, then what the fuck or who the fuck went close to the sun so that we know that it's not 93 million miles away?
Okay. Yes, I'm gonna repeat that, even though it pains me to have to ask this question. Reds, what did we use to measure the Earth, and who the fuck went to the sun to measure how far the sun is from the Earth? Who risked their life to take a measuring tape to the sun to figure out how far away it was from us? And you can answer as soon as you pick a number.
Oh, fuck. What options do I have? God damn it.
You have 2 and 6.
Which one is more triggering to conspiratards?
Oh, you're going to want to go with 2.
I'm going to want to go with 2. You know what? I'm going to trust you, and that automatically is a really bad idea. I know this, but fuck it. I already picked that. You know what? 2.
Please be Dale. Please be Dale.
It is, in fact, Dale. It is the other half of the yes. Flat Earth power duo. So right now, Reds is being moved into a plywood shelter. We are doing things authentic here. As soon as he is in place in the plywood shelter and he has his angry face on and his shirt ripped a little bit at the top, we will ask him for his answer to the question, how do you figure out the measurements of the Earth, and who the fuck went to the sun to measure how far away it was from us?
Please excuse me while I inject the steroid right into my fucking dick.
Fucking noob.
There it goes. So there we go. Okay. Okay. So let's tackle these questions one at a time. What's the first question I should answer?
The first question is, how did we figure out the measurement of the Earth, or how do we measure how large the Earth is?
Okay. You're a delusional, incompetent moron. Haven't you ever heard of Eratosthenes and the fucking two sticks and the sun? This is simple fucking trigonometry, and you couldn't fucking do 2 fucking seconds of research on Google to figure this shit out? I mean, obviously the education system failed ye, but goddammit, that we have the Google. The Googles do all the fucking research for you. You're fucking wanker. You're fucking wanker.
Oh, that was excellent. That was excellent. All right. The rest of the question is, in a serious way, how did we measure how far away the sun is? She asked that like somebody actually took a measuring device from planet Earth to the sun, but in reality, it's how did we figure out how far away the sun is from us?
It was by Giovanni Cassini and his assistant Richier, I believe it's pronounced. They measured the distance of the sun in 1672. I'm just gonna repeat that for her in case she tuned out. They measured the distance of the sun in 1672. And the way they did this was by using parallax to Mars, and they were also able to confirm later on via a transit of Venus. And by using Kepler's third law, they were able to derive that the distance of the sun is actually around 150 million kilometers. For those of you who don't know, it's a mixture of trigonometry, Kepler's third law, which is the square of the orbital period of an object is proportional to the cube of the semi-major axis. And with that, you're able to figure out quite accurately the distance of the sun. And they were able to get an answer that was accurate to within 1.4%. Not bad for 1672.
I just got an erection right there, just listening to
math
that.
Math is a thing.
Not bad for fucking 2018.
Oh,
yeah, for her to not understand this via it's basically on Wikipedia, you're a fucking incompetent, delusional moron. Now, excuse me, you wasted enough of my fucking time. I need to rebuild my fucking shit and actually insert more steroids into my fucking dick, and you just took time away from that. Fuck you, fuck that, fuck off, I'm out of here. Fresh Reds rhetoric.
Fucking noob. You fucking noob.
That's amazing. Have you watched, you guys have seen the way that Conspiracy Cats plays or puts Dale in all of his, oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Can I just add something to this? Because she was talking about science books back in her day, right? Guess what? Science changes, right? I mean, with the Parker probe, we have newer materials being made. We have ceramic paints that we know are heat resistant. We have newer technology that allows us to do greater and greater things. So back then, yeah, they probably didn't even think of the possibility of getting, you know, several thousand kilometers or million kilometers from the sun with the Parker probe like they have now. But we have technology that allows us to do this because of ceramics. And by the way, they've just captured a photo from the sun with the streamers, and I think it's Mercury in the background. Amazing. It's out there. Mm-hmm. And also they can determine visually when you have like a coronal mass ejection, how long it takes visually to see it from 7.5 some odd minutes to when it actually arrives. All done by math. All consistent with miles.
Yeah.
Math, it works.
I don't know if you guys listened to the beginning, but she clearly stated that she did not want scientific answers that were hard to understand, and you're not.
Then the simple answer is this: trigonometry. No. Learn it, bitch.
Well, and even then, the better response to that is tough shit, cupcake.
We've got one more in this round. By the way, you have all done stellar. Amazing, way better than I thought. This one right here is the clincher, though. For some reason, this one is last, and I was hoping this one would be the last one because this is gonna be the one. Okay, this is the voice to get. So your question, Team Skeptic, is it's a pretty.
How do we know that?
It's a pretty easy question.
How do we know? That's all I want to know. How do we know these things? How do we really, 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 really know how far things are? How do we know how old things are? It's just a lot of stuff that's just unexplained, and I don't get it. So that.
Okay. So that basically, to wrap up her question, how do we know how old the Earth is? Was what she continues to go on, and this is the last question that she has. And I reached out to Deanna. She at first was interested in coming on. I haven't heard back from her since we had that initial contact. So if you watch, if you wind up seeing this, please come on. We would love to have you come on and ask any more questions that you have about why motherfuckers are upside down and people go into the sun. And it'd be a great old time. So come on, Deanna. But Team Skeptic, how do we know how old the Earth is?
Do you want me to answer that in a voice?
I do, and your voice is Logan Paul.
Oh, God.
Okay. I don't even know if he's on an right.
Yeah, I can do this because I can totally go Valley on you.
You just got to film this body while you're saying it.
Scary.
Yeah. Take your shirt off.
Yeah, it's already off. It's been off the whole time.
Oh, good.
Okay, so Logan Paul, and the question is, how do we know how old the Earth is?
Right.
Okay. So, all right. Yo, Deanna, so, like, here's the thing. We know how old the Earth is because there was this scientist who was working for the fuel companies in the early 20s, and he was tasked to determine the lead concentration in the ice samples. And yeah, man, it was fucking crazy because, you know, the gas companies were the people paying this dude, right? And fucking the guy who found all this shit out, he was hurting the gas companies with all his information. And it ended up turning out to be the way we actually come up with the clean rooms that we use today in the laboratories and stuff, where all the scientists do all their science stuff.
That's great. You know what, though?
I don't think he used any big words if it was Logan Paul, but close enough.
No, that was spot on.
No, it was spot on.
Rez Instant says, science cares not for your puny IQ. It's true.
I can't remember the scientist's name, but that's a legit story. He was actually being funded by major oil companies, and his research led to really what it led to all of our medical disclaimers about lead. There's actually everything we know about the dangers of lead, the neuroinhibitor that it is. And, I mean, we used to put it on fucking children's toys, you know, I mean, it was crazy. And we used to spit it out of our out of our exhaust, because every car was a leaded gasoline car.
That's true. Did you know that, the guy that thought of these, of putting lead in gas is also the same guy that created, CFCs in aerosol cans?
So he's a double asshole.
Right. And he actually died a really unfortunate death. This is a little bit of trivia, but he became a quadriplegic, and he created one of those, like, pulley systems in his beds, you know, where you could get up and all that stuff, and it wound up hanging him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Death by his own design.
Yeah.
And, okay. And Kyle, you have to read Hal Soy's super chat.
Oh, I'm getting ready to. I'm just trying to pull up our next bit of comedy gold here. All right, hold on. Okay, now let me get to the chat here. All right, Halsoy, thank you for the super chat. This is exactly what I needed while standing in the shower and touching myself. Well, I'm sitting here and touching myself. I'm sure I'm not the only one, so you're in good company. No, this is a touch friendly stream. So good. Touch on, my friend. Touch on. Okay, so this is a relatively new channel from what I gather. It's called Flat Earth News. They have put out a swarm of videos in the past couple days. And actually, the next three, because they're really quick, come from Flat Earth. But they're on a storm. They're attacking everything. And we're going to start this segment with, and this doesn't have to be in order. We can just, whoever wants to talk about it, because we've already done the voices. But this is their model of what the actual map of the Earth looks like. And I want to see what you guys think about that. Can I mention just to spot out that Flat Earth News is using the globe Earth in their
all around the world, man.
Their intro. Take the time to actually get the Flat Earth, because you can't put Flat Earth in front of a fucking globe Earth. No one's going to take you seriously.
I thought that this was the model they were presenting. I was like, yeah, this model looks pretty legit.
Oh, no, brother. We're getting... okay, here we go.
Okay.
What the
Flat Earth map that I believe...
To me, it looks like the globe had a stroke.
What it actually looks like is he took essentially a celestial chart and took the AE projection, slightly shifted it to more of a North American bias, and then stuck that shit on the inside.
Yeah, pretty much. He's going to tell you right in these first couple seconds what he did to achieve this.
And times and distances. So to me...
Okay, so if you missed it, he took flight charts so that all of these locations line up with a flat Earth, but that the flight patterns that you can look up yourself. So he made it work to where flight still worked on this flat Earth model.
All right, Steve, you were West Coast, right?
Yeah.
When you were, yeah. Would you say that's anything close to fucking right?
I don't even know how to interpret this. I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at. I mean, I see the flight plans, but...
Stroke Earth, that's what you're looking at. Stroke Earth.
Yeah, no.
Look at North America. I mean...
It looks sad.
It's almost non-existent, map. Yeah, it looks like a remnant of... I don't understand how they do this projection.
It's like the Earth's melting.
Well...
It's like... Exactly, they take a projection. It's kind of like... Yeah. This is nothing that I've seen before as far as a projection, because it makes no sense.
The frame of reference I was going with is, fuck the flight path data that they threw on there. I'm just looking at what it would take for the ship that I was on for over 2 years to go from Yokosuka, Japan, down to Singapore, up to Thailand, and then down to Australia. Sorry, but that is fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done a few Sarah West packs. It does take some time.
Team Skeptic or Reds, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was just going to say it doesn't address the same thing that I brought up in the debate last weekend, that the eastern sunrise on the equinox and the western sunset, it still wouldn't happen. And plus, it doesn't address the southern rotational stars either.
Hmm.
Yeah, the sun's still going to set in the same place. It's going to be different on your... Dropper Cancer and Dropper of Capricorn, right? So
also,
I don't think this explains it at all.
The continent best known for everything trying to kill you and Steve Irwin. It's not directly to the...
Yeah.
I mean, Here's the thing. If you were to fly directly east or west, you're not going to hit Africa. And you're not going to hit Aussieland. That's not how this works.
Yeah, I'm confused. If you're in New York, right, and you headed due east.
Directly east.
Yeah.
You're not going to hit.
Is this assuming that you're going to hit Africa? I don't get how this works.
Or fuck that. Somehow you're going to end up in Madagascar.
Yeah. When in actuality, if you go directly east from New York City, you will hit Portugal.
That sounds... Yeah.
Well, he goes into... he goes
the
into
northern
detail,
part of Portugal and Spain.
And then here's how he lined it up with the...
So how does it get to be Africa? Because the last thing I remember is Spain is not in Africa.
Obviously, this doesn't comport with flights. Basically, what I think he did was he cherry-picked the flight data to make it work with this bullshit.
Please look at your screen right now. And look at the dumbness. Look at the depths of dumbness that we have reached.
Stop, 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 stop. Stop.
That's what I'm talking about, though. That's good graphics.
Listen, listen on the ice wall.
Kyle,
come on.
Kyle, already know that. Shut your whore mouth, okay? The
yes, sir.
We have the same exact problem with these objects called the sun and the moon, and that problem is called angular size. And how even on this model, that shit should change. And guess what? It fucking doesn't. It doesn't change in angular size. So, like, what the fuck?
Well,
like, what the fuck? Now I'm actually purposely breaking shit because I have been debunking fucking nonsense
funny,
for three goddamn years, and people are
funny
still
you should say that,
Ritz. Fucking mistake.
Funny you should say that. You mentioned, hold on. You mentioned the angular size of the sun.
Yes.
I'm afraid that has been disproven too, my friend. Let's witness.
Clearly.
By the way, lovely. I gotta give him credit. Lovely intro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The intro.
Here we go.
Hello, YouTube.
Okay. This.
So as we can see, as the sun is setting, it remains a constant size all the way down. All the way down to the horizon.
Okay. Let me back that up, because you'll miss it.
What was that text?
So what he's done, the two yellow circles, the guy that's doing this video has added the two yellow circles. So what he's trying to illustrate is that the topmost circle is bigger than the circle that's on the right side. So what he's saying is it's changing its size from that top ring as it moves down to the smaller ring.
Is this about the halos?
No, the actual sun. Because he says, no, Mr. Dazza is wrong again. Not only does it shrink, I have estimated that it shrinks 30. I have estimated that it shrinks 30%, which is exactly what I estimated. Hold on.
You keep using that word.
Take a second to take that in. I have estimated that it shrinks 30%, which is exactly what I estimated. Can you just take a second? Can you just take a second to marvel at the balls that it takes to put that and then put this video up on YouTube?
Yeah,
it's brilliant, man. Come on, give him props. He got something right.
Confirmation through redundancy.
Okay, so he says that he did not include the full scale of the image at 12 degrees. So as you'll see right here, the sun, in his eyes, as he's estimated, gets smaller and fits right into that little, a tiny little yellow horizon ring.
Yeah, he would fit into a tiny yellow ring.
In this short video of Mr. Dazza's, which he claims that the sun does not shrink, I have proven that it shrinks by 30% to the horizon.
What kind of filter was we using? Because the glare obviously wasn't enough to remove all glare.
Yeah, still glare.
Right yet.
Yeah, there's still glare, clearly.
Okay, thoughts? I mean, he did estimate that it was going to be 30%.
Well, since this is actually a thing, let me go ahead and invite him to something. Is that okay? Can I invite him to do something?
Sure.
Find a 30% difference in my video where I actually took a observation of the sun throughout the entire day. Took one picture of the sun at the same zoom level every 30 minutes for an entire day. Show me the 30% change in my footage. Show me the 30%, and I guarantee fucking you won't be able to find it. So when I did this observation, I found zero change in angular size. So for those of you who want to know, I'll go ahead and blackmail Kyle to put a link to it in the description.
Oh, that's too much on my plate, Ritz. You don't understand.
You will do as I say.
All right, we've only got two more. Yes, sir.
Oh, God. I was going to say, just spam the live chat with it.
you can send it to me. I'll put it in there. that's no problem. All right, we've got two more videos left to do, and then you guys' job will be done. I think you've done a really good job tonight. I don't know if you noticed, but I gave you guys a badass name as a team over to the right.
But we already have. But we already have a
cult of gravity. Yeah.
We're Team Cunt.
We're Team Cunt.
Well, just in case you need one that is more like church appropriate, that you can like
take home.
The Christians under New Testament is entirely church appropriate.
That is, yeah, we're Christians under New Testament, or cunt for short. So we're Team Cunt.
Okay, I
dig it. There you go.
What would Jesus do? All right. So the title of this video is "Flat Earth Globe Model Does Not Work in Reality." Now I'm gonna let you explain to me what that means. The flat Earth globe model.
The flat Earth globe. Something's fucked up in there somewhere. I can't put my finger on it.
But actually,
the first two words.
He's depicting it on the screen right now. That is the flat Earth globe model.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure I get it right.
In this video, I will be offering absolute proof we could not possibly live on a globe 8,000 miles in diameter and spinning at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator with a moon orbiting around the Earth about 29 days each.
He's got cool graphics.
With the Earth and the moon revolving around a central sun about every 12 months. To say it does defies all the laws of reason, logic, reality, and I will point this out very, very clearly. I will be demonstrating that with a spinning globe model, there could never be a complete full moon.
Kyle, get this douchebag on the show and invite me.
Oh, I've reached out to him. If you haven't seen my comment yet, Flat Earth News, he's got to be new because he's putting out like all of these videos with these like, you know, really well done graphics. I mean, I don't know if he's getting the graphics from somewhere or whatever, but he's only got like 23 subscribers. So I mean, he can't be that new. Or,
I will promote the shit out of it. Just get his ex. All right, let's do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Shit! I clicked the wrong. Clicked the wrong screen.
But go by ahead, the Jared. Way. This what he's showing here, and he's wondering, well, how does it work? Well, see, here's the thing: scale fucking matters. If you're looking at a representation that is not to scale to simply display a concept, yes, a simpleton will think, well, that's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
No shit, because you cannot. On a reasonably accessible commercial computer monitor, accurately show the correct scale from the sun to the Earth.
I mean, look at this. Look at this shit. Like, there's no way we're that
always
going to
be
the sun.
On the same x-axis, which doesn't take into account any kind of elliptical orbit around the Earth.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand quite a few concepts, it looks like.
Okay, let's
see. It wouldn't work if that was the size of the sun to the Earth.
Hell no.
Or inclination of the moon's orbit. If the moon orbited in the same plane as the ecliptic, Earth's orbital plane, we would have two eclipses every month. There'd be an eclipse of the moon at every full moon.
Bullshit.
And
Pause it. Okay. He said, if the moon orbited on the same ecliptic that the Earth orbited the sun, well, then I guess it's a good thing it doesn't.
Yeah, it fucking doesn't.
Is he making the assumption that it does, or does he think that's actually what scientists think that it does? I'm confused here.
Yeah,
No, go ahead.
Okay, so the shadow of the moon sometimes goes over us, sometimes goes under us. We're actually a really small target to the moon, or the moon's shadow, okay? So it's no shit, Sherlock, that's going to miss us most of the time. And exactly what Jared just said. Good thing it doesn't say what you're saying it should.
I think he's just used to seeing, like you see in school, where you got your planets all in a straight line, like you do it on a project, and he's not thinking that it's not like that in reality. He's just going by what he sees visually in posters and school projects and all that stuff.
He's sticking with a fourth grade thing.
Yeah, basically in his model, you have a perfect plane. Guess what? The moon's orbit is actually tilted by 5 degrees. How did I know this? I fucking Googled it. It literally took 5 seconds.
Okay, let's see what else. I think that
I'm curious. I mean, anybody who looks into this knows that the moon is not on a perfect plane. It's tilted, as you said, 5 degrees or so. But how is he positing that that's not the case, and that if it's not the case, that this is what we should see?
He doesn't know what positive means, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't understand these. I have a very difficult time getting into the mind of a flat earther, so I don't envy you all.
Total of at least 24 eclipses.
Okay, so you've answered that part pretty much. Let's go to
nodes. It can be proven that if that were true, there would still be a partial eclipse, both lunar.
That's the same thing about the eclipse. Self-lit
object, along with the sun.
Here we go.
System independent.
This is 100% proof. It's gone down to about zero now.
System in the moon.
Let's go into some Bible. You ready?
Above the flat stationary Earth, the moon has its own light phase system independent of the Earth or Sun. It may be realized that the Sun, Moon, and Earth do have some type of symbiotic relationship, which we have yet to correctly discover. It appears that those who erroneously consistently...
Okay, so basically, to sum this up without him droning on, the moon is its own light because
is
Bible.
It's impossible because it wouldn't create shadows. Light sources don't create their own shadows.
But what about the cold temperatures that the moonlight puts out?
Which is bullshit.
Debunked
Debunked.
Yeah.
And it was debunked over a year ago by Astronomy Live. A video also in the description. I'll blackmail Kyle later. Put it.
Okay, and I think that's the last on this video. We've got one more to tackle.
Oh yeah. By the way, because my holy book isn't a valid argument.
Let me just make sure that this isn't...
The Earth is a flat, stationary plane. It always has been and always will be.
Wrong.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Two things. Geodesics and ring laser gyros destroys both of those claims.
Uh-huh.
So, those sound like sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
the ring gyro.
Bob did get water system is armed.
Here's the last one, and I did this one especially for Reds because this one, I think, this is from a different channel, but
this is my forte right here.
They're going to try to, in a nutshell, take you through a NASA launch and why this is a hoax, like why what you're seeing is not a real rocket launch. So there'll be some times where I fast forward it just because it's...
Go from the rocket going start. Up. 8, 7, 6.
So they're saying right there is water, not sparks.
Yes. Hang on. Actually, there is a water suppression, and the reason is because the title says it all. Water suppression. They're trying to suppress the sound and also trying to prevent the pad from actually blowing itself apart underneath the badassery that is the space shuttle. All right, keep in mind, you're trying to contain the power of 3 RS-25 engines with 2 strap-on solid rocket boosters, which once on can't be turned fucking off. And yeah, it will beat the shit out of whatever is under it. So they use water to not only cool, but to also prevent the waves that it creates from shaking the entire thing to bits. Because guess what? Launch pads are expensive.
Fake news.
3, 2, 0. All right, so and liftoff for the final launch of Endeavour, expanding our knowledge, expanding our lives in space.
Notice that the camera is affixed to the solid booster rocket. This is very important shortly, and as you can probably guess, he's going to make a point that why would they attach the camera to the part that...
Just give all of this to me.
Hold on. Let me make sure we get there. All right, NASA did a launch. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to point out that it's kind of funny that he picked Endeavour, because actually the commemorative patch for Endeavour's last mission is one of the ones getting put on the flight jacket. Link to the raffle is in the live chat.
Came full circle. So basically, I'm gonna move forward a little bit until we get to his point about the break here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to let Reds explain what the deal is with that. Where are you?
Okay.
Here we go. We're waiting. All right, why would NASA put the camera on the rocket booster and not the shuttle?
Okay. First of all, they did put a rocket on the orbiter. Look up videos that have cameras on the orbiter. I'll link it down below for you. Secondly, these are known as engineering cameras. If anything were to go wrong with the booster, either on ascent or descent, they need to be able to have data to figure out what the fuck went wrong. Because here's the thing. When you're dealing with a spacecraft that costs billions of fucking dollars, you want to make sure you have your shit together. So the best way to make sure you have your shit together is to get as much data about each part as possible. And when it comes to the boosters, I don't know about you, but a video camera would be some pretty awesome data to get, you know, to see, you know, what the fuck happens with my boosters that cost a shitload of money.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Rez, because I believe that's how they actually figured out. I'm almost positive that this is correct because I saw a documentary on it. But you know, that's how they figured out what happened with Challenger. There was some kind of video.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, or how they found out, because they saw the heat shielding coming off during launch, and they got it from an external camera.
It was the outside layer of the fuel tank, and that was actually filmed with a tracking camera on the ground. And another thing that they did was that when they were looking at the boosters looking up, they could actually see that piece of foam hit the wing because the boosters actually had that camera angle. They could theoretically look down and see it. But guess what they didn't have at that time? This camera angle. They didn't have this camera angle on the booster, because if they actually had that camera angle, they would have seen the gigantic gaping fucking hole that was in the fucking wing. So, we didn't learn our lesson the first time, so let's go ahead and not put a camera there. That's why they put the camera on the rocket booster, because more data is good.
Now, when you're faced with these two choices, people who are watching, and one person is telling you that the reason that this camera is placed where it is because it's a hoax, because it's it's a breakaway, that means that NASA's lying to you. And then the other says, no, it's to make sure that the same mistakes don't happen again that we've made in the past, to double-check things. Who can look at those two possibilities and say, it's definitely the hoax? I mean, it's definitely the hoax.
Basically, foam smashing into the leading edge. We did not have booster cameras at that time. If we had a booster camera that was able to look straight down from the tip of the booster, we could have seen the gaping hole that was in the leading edge of the wing. And also, if we had a camera looking up, as we did during the last few launches of Space Shuttle, we would be able to see this thing literally obliterate the bottom portion of the wing, because from the ground, you could only get one angle. And that one angle was not enough to determine that there was a serious flaw with that wing, which led to loss of the orbiter and also the crew. For these jackasses to say, are you kidding? No, are you fucking kidding? We want these cameras there. It's how we make sure that something doesn't go south. And also, just so you know, there are videos on YouTube right now of a camera attached to the orbiter itself all the way to orbit, all the way to the point where they drop the external fuel tank when they're actually in orbit. So fuck you, dude, for cherry picking.
All right. Any of you guys got anything?
There seems to be a recurrent theme that the people that are positing these hoaxes, and none of them seem to understand any of the material, right? I mean, there's a running thing that none of these people have any education, and there's a reason why they don't understand things, because they don't have the educational background to properly understand these things. These are not the people NASA and we going out to try to recruit for engineering, right? They're going to be recruiting people like Rez, because he wants to study this material. He wants to learn it. He understands it.
But look, Steve, same thing with screen.
Team Skeptic and Jared. These people understand it because they happen to have a slight background in this stuff. So the people that are positing these hoaxes, of course they don't understand it because they're idiots.
But look at your screen, Steve. They can draw straight lines. They can draw straight lines.
I don't think they can do that properly half the time.
See? Looks pretty flat to me.
People keep explaining to me that I overestimate flat earthers because I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Not really. I realize that they're just beyond fucking hopeless.
What pissed me off about this video is this right here, because they, what he does is he goes in super slow motion right here and just draws this out, but it's just a fraction of a corner of the globe. But look, I'm playing it right now. He literally goes frame by frame with just a straight line on the screen. That's it.
How much curve does he think he's going to get? Kyle, very small.
Yes, sir.
Section of the Earth. How much
bring
curve
it,
does he
bring
think
it back
gonna...
a couple of frames? I want to show something where you just had it. Yeah, you actually were showing curvature there.
Yeah, I can actually
see yep, right there.
Prior go, frame, go back a few.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, when it was curve. Right on the line, at the edges of the straight line, the Earth was further away from it than the middle.
Yeah, look at that.
That right there.
Yeah, but
you can actually see more of it on the right than the left.
Right.
I need you, Kyle, to hit play and then pause real quick.
Okay.
Less quick.
Oh, no. That's good, because you can see how the edges are above the surface.
Yeah.
You can see right curvature right there. Exactly. And that's even on the shit quality we're seeing.
How much do you think he's going to get on a very small section of a very big sphere?
Look at him.
People don't understand field of view.
You can clearly see that curve right there, though. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, but...
And to give him credit, it looks pretty flat. I mean, it's pretty flat, but it's not fucking flat. It's just super fucking huge, and it's going to look flat. Yeah, I mean...
Give me the next one. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Basically, what he's going to do now is go into... here we go. All right, NASA budget $18.4 billion. Perhaps put a camera on both. Why do the space hoaxers always go cheap on cameras? You've already answered that. We'll get into this portion right here now. What's going on in space? Come on. All right. So it says now we're up here. NASA says we are now 28 miles up, and then he starts laughing. He's going to make a point that we're not where we say we are. Basically, what he's going to do is he is going to make points about a comparison between GoPro cameras that have flown up in balloons and what you're seeing based on like NASA official video. So he's going to do these comparisons right here. Okay, so here's his first point. Looking at that spot right there, look at the hot spot on the clouds directly underneath the sun. The sun is not millions of miles away.
I still don't know why they call it a hot spot, like they've measured the temperature of the clouds there. I mean, it's not...
Also, apparently, according to D-Marble's head, the sun is only 30 feet away.
And right above the greater Seattle area.
What?
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, according to their logic, if an object has the capability of having a hot spot on it, that means the light source that has created that hot spot is close. Well, according to D fucking Marble's logic, because there is a hot spot on his bald fucking head, that means that the light source, i.e. the sun, is actually only like 30 feet ahead and in the greater Seattle area.
Let me play devil's advocate here, just for the sake of argument. I'm seeing a big orb right in front of me that literally looks like I could reach out and touch it. How is that millions of miles away, Reds?
You're seeing a big orb in front of you. Oh, you mean that big glowy thing in the sky called the sun?
Right. It looks so close.
It looks like glare, too.
Because
what would be the angular diameter of that if you reduce the glare down?
The angular size would be 0.52 degrees.
It shouldn't change much.
And it wouldn't change much. Also, Kyle, you were saying if you look at the sun, how would you be able to tell that the sun is very far away? So my response to that is to just keep looking at it and keep looking at it. Well, keep looking at it all day. Don't wear any sunglasses. Just keep looking at it.
Like Trump.
Keep looking at it. And it will eventually go away.
That's a good
Everything
idea.
Everything will go away.
That's a good idea.
There is something else. And are
wonderful audience from the other side of the pond will enjoy this one. This is small. That is far away. This is small. That one is far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. Best clip.
I just can't believe, like, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me make sure that there's not, that we've got them all.
It's just so hard for me to actually believe that these flat earthers really think this way. It saddens me to no end.
I just think it's something, Kyle, if you want.
Okay.
It's up to you.
There's the flat earth there, too. Where'd you send it?
Hangouts.
Okay. Let me get
that
real quick.
They uploaded this shit back in 2016, so...
Talk about, while I pull that up, talk about the, this right here. This edit.
Oh.
Where the, here we go.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What? Okay, so a parachute failed.
No. Hang on. I understand this. Okay. Pause it.
Okay.
Okay. That is a different camera. And that different camera was underneath the cone that housed the parachutes, you dipshit. So it wouldn't have been dirty from the outside badassery. Because it was protected by the same cone that was protecting the parachutes. You dumb fuck.
Okay, somebody talk amongst themselves while I pull this up.
Well, so, all right. Okay, somebody in the live chat said that 99% are trolling it. And, you know, I used to try to believe that. I really did. I really hope to God that most were just trolls. And in this case, I think they're idiots for different reasons. Because if you're trolling this stuff, you're just as much of an idiot almost as an actual flat earther. But I've learned over the years that then that's not necessarily the case. I think a lot of these people actually do believe this. They are literally the stupid. They don't bother to go out and educate themselves. So I can't say that even... I don't even know if it's even half anymore trolling. I think that at least probably 40% or definitely for sure not trolling, and maybe even 50 to 60%. But what do you guys estimate on that? It's, I mean, obviously you can't
99.
Really give a definitive value.
I honestly think that most of them.
I think these people actually believe it. And I'm hoping that I'm wrong.
I think they believe it absolutely. I think they desire anything to hold on to make them have some kind of understanding.
Wait, no.
Wait, really? Actually, I think it is inversely proportional to the amount of money they are making off of it.
I think that's a good point, but I think that what Flat Earth is as a whole is a persecution club. These are people that feel like the government's lied to them about something, and they're all rallying together under the banner of Flat Earth. But if you get them separate and you talk to them, none of them believe the same things about the shapes of the, you know, what if it's an ice wall?
They don't believe it's flat, though.
But
they have different things about themselves. But
this is why
it would be more cohesive, I think.
This is exactly why I like them. I like flat earthers for their stupidity, because they keep showing videos from Dog Cam. I love the videos from Dog Cam. Can you please play the video and show everyone why I love Dog Cam and why this camera is absolutely fucking amazing? And if you are a flat earther, please keep showing this video. Please. It's absolutely amazing. Let's go ahead and see what happens with this Dog Cam clip that we have right here. Oh, what's that? Oh shit. Okay, we're making the image harsher. Yeah, okay, so there's that. So let's go back in the other direction. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, goddamn. Fucking curbs are fucking hot, man. And so we then going to go ahead and draw a straight line on that. Now, even without the line, it looks pretty curvy, doesn't it? Oh, look at that. Mm. Look at that. There is a curve in the image, you fucks.
How high is that?
Lens.
30. Okay.
Yeah.
30,000.
Perspective. Liners.
Basically, what I'm trying to say, flat earthers, stop using this footage as evidence for flat earth, because it actively debunks your shit, okay?
Well done. Did you do this, Ritz?
Nope, that was Halsoy.
Oh. Well done. That's a good video.
Yep.
Okay.
I called Halsoy and basically said, "Hey, bitch, do this." And he's like, "Oh, okay."
That's awesome. Well, I think you guys did it. I think you, as worried as I was that you wouldn't be able to hold up against the hard questions that the Flat Earth was going to sling at you tonight, you did very well. Very well.
And that was the best they had to offer. So you guys have pretty much just completely obliterated Flat Earth.
You each get a medal of freedom. You cunts.
Yeah, team cunt.
All right. While we wrap up, we'll get some last minute thoughts or whatever you want to put out there. I know, Jared, you want to go ahead and talk about your jacket thing again?
1 second. Let me get the link ready to post into the live chat again so if someone else wants to talk.
Sure. Team Skeptic, what you got coming up?
Yeah, I just put out a video a couple of days ago. Crazy-ass lady named Flat Earth Dork who happens to bathe in her own urine for, you know, skin medicine purposes or whatever.
Why is this one crazy fault another crazy idea? I don't get it.
Like, I don't know. I'll tell you, though.
Stick with Flat Earth? Why do you have to branch off into more crazy? Just stop it.
Let me tell you how I come across this.
There's no way they're trolling. If they're dumb enough to fucking take a bath and... branch off into
more crazy. Sorry, that was Siri. She said, "I don't understand."
Siri, we don't understand it either. You're going to break Siri. But look at it. They're dumb enough to take a bath and piss. You know they're dumb enough to believe Flat Earth. Come on. There's a correlation here. So that's why I can't think that they're all trolling. Not at all.
Yeah. I came across her videos online because I was looking for other stuff to debunk, and then that's when I was like, oh, let's look into urine therapy and see who's talking about drinking their own piss. And she literally had a video where she was like, "I drink my own piss." She peed in the cup on video, and then I watched the whole video, right? I was waiting for her to drink it, and she sure as fuck didn't drink the piss not one time in the video. I commented, and I was like, man, this is so disappointing.
You always shake off that last drop. You never want to get that last drop on you, right?
So, the thing is this. She proves a good point in my theory, I think, because she's going to talk about it on camera. She's going to talk about it like she's doing it. She's in with that crowd that doesn't give a fuck and can just bathe in urine. But you never see them do it. Never.
Yeah, never. Never.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Did you get away with that on YouTube?
Wait, what? Wasn't there a stream over a year ago of Patricia Steer and a few others actually supposedly drinking their own urine live on air?
Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
Four people, man. That's fucked up.
Cheers to people, you know. I am.
Look, do a makeup channel. Like, there are certain links that you don't have to go, people. Like, if you want to go to a YouTube channel, do makeup.
Please. I don't know if Patricia Steer actually drank her own urine. I heard she could be a poet, so I think she's probably drinking.
Can we just do the closing? Enough talk about drinking urine. Okay, fuck this, okay?
This is the best part of the stream. Shut up.
I have a video coming out tomorrow where it's an actual new Flat Earth claim I've never heard. This lady says that we have 12 different skies above our head, and each sky has its own sun and constellations that looks like every other sun and constellation in everybody else's sky. That Jesus was born in Great Britain. So I actually have Jesus making an appearance. I have Jesus actually coming on to make an appearance in my next video. Should be epic.
Oh, that'll be good. You know that Antonio Superetz believed that we had three suns at one time that smashed together and created the one that we have now. True story.
Yeah.
Reds.
Okay. Well, I guess this is just another open call out. If you are a Flat Earth dipshit that obviously thinks the Earth is flat, thinks that NASA is lying to you, that rockets don't go to space or can't work in space or anything like that, then go ahead and email Kyle at the following email. Kyle, this is your cue.
You don't know my email? That's hurtful. It's live at nonsecshow.com. nonsecshow.com.
Perfect. Do that shit.
Interestingly enough, Reds, I got an email from a guy who's been on here before yesterday from Shinobi. I missed the email, but he wanted to connect with you last night to get you and Brother Sanchez together again. So,
Sanchez again?
Yeah, that could be a thing. You know, okay, he had so much fun last time.
Oh, it was a catastrophic shit show. I absolutely enjoyed it. I absolutely enjoyed ripping him a new one. So yeah, I'll be more than happy to do that again. So yes, if you are a flat Earth a-hole that thinks the Earth is flat, get in contact with Kyle. And let's go ahead and set up a chat, a debate, a some form of communication that shall last for 2 or more hours on the non-sequitur show and that kind of stuff for the entertainment of everyone watching at home. Please have your face palm protected when it's ready.
And by the way, to that organization that put out that challenge about proving the globe.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I'll let you bitch him out, but I'm disappointed. The way you put out that challenge and just to ignore Reds like that, I think it's just shameful. But Reds, anything you want to say to them?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't actually know this was happening, but Kyle just decided to put my name in an email on some website that said that they had 200 proofs that the Earth was flat, and I knew that this was an Eric Dubé shit show, and I was like, finally. Finally, but apparently what is said on the email or on the website is that if you email them, they will get back to you. And if you want to go ahead and, you know, stand up to their scrutiny or whatever and have a Skype convo, that they would actually oblige and have a Skype convo. And I was like, well, first of all, fuck you, Kyle. Second of all, fine, I'll do it because why the fuck not? And Eric Dubé is actually one of the easier flat earthers to debunk. And I would love to debunk him, especially live. And to the surprise of absolutely nobody, they have yet to get back to me, and it's been well over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Almost three. So
we've been waiting and waiting. They said that they would get back to us within 48 hours. They had 48 hours to get back to us, or somewhere like that, 48, 72, something within a reasonable time frame.
A couple days. Okay.
Yeah, a couple days that they would get back to us. I have been checking my email religiously, and guess what? They have yet to get back to me, which means, in my opinion, they're not stepping up to their own fucking challenge.
So, and they have both of our contact information, because I put his in and mine, so there's no reason why, you know, if the email got lost or something, I can understand that. But we would have both, like one of us would have gotten an email or a response from them.
Yeah, we would have gotten an email. So that's why I made the tweet that you guys saw. Is there a possibility I might be speaking with Eric Dubé? Wait and see. Well, that turns out to be a no on that answer. The answer is no, because they're not getting back to me. And I think what it is that when you should have just used the fake name like Humongous or some shit like that and not Red's Rhetoric. Because they know who I am.
Well, guess what, Reds? I can do that. As soon as we close out tonight, I can do that. You'll be I can make you the most undiscernible name. That's a good idea. We can make that happen.
Yeah,
John Smith.
Gary
He's
Swallows.
A plumber, don't forget. So,
Gary Plumber.
Yeah, Gary Plumber.
Gary's,
you know,
Gary Huge Pipe.
Jerry Swallows, whatever the case may be, I really don't give a shit. Just basically do not use my Red's Rhetoric name, because here's the thing. I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently one of Eric Dubé's personal friends messaged me in the comment section saying, "You fucking coward, go up against Eric Dubé." And I was like, "You make that son of a bitch actually agree to a debate and I will do it." And he says, "You got it. I'll be right back in 24 hours. Sure as shit, he was there 24 hours later saying, "I'm sorry, Red, I gave it my all, I tried my best, but he refused to debate you." And I was like, no fucking shit.
Yeah, because he would destroy him. And who, like, he wouldn't be able to face his fans or whatever after that. Like, he's smart. He's actually being smart.
Yeah, he said that he would not debate me, and he said he would not debate me by name. I will not debate Red's Rhetoric, because you put Red's Rhetoric in as the contact, and that challenge is obviously being headed by Eric Dubé. He basically tucked his tail and fucked right off at the speed of sound and just said, "You know what? I'm just going to ghost this bitch and not reply, even though I guaranteed that I would reply within 48 fucking hours."
Yep. Cowards.
Bullshit.
Cowards.
Cowards. Oh. They're fucking cowards.
J-Red?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of debates, we actually had quite the offer from the live chat. One of my fellow veterans, You Wished, said he wants to debate Orphan Red, but with one stipulation. When she loses, she has to live stream her boobs on her channel again.
Yeah, Orphan Red. I think she's a troll. I don't think she really. I don't believe that.
She's complete.
I think she's acting.
Oh, she's complete Poe, which is why, only because he typed it as that, so people understood the reference. Otherwise, I now refer to her as Professor Funbags.
Yeah. She just uses her image. That's it. I mean. And I don't think she's as pure and innocent as she makes herself out to be, because she's always against that war on porn and other things. I'm like, girl, you have movies, trust me, I'm sure.
Jared, you want to talk about your...
Back to the main thing. As stated at the beginning of the show, in conjunction with International Baller Day, where we intentionally are going to piss off flat earthers, we are going to do a... Would it be a double or a triple fuck you flat earth as... Doing the NASA-related jacket, raffling it off. Link is, again, in the live chat. Go ahead, watch the video, get the details on how to get your raffle tickets, and all proceeds from the raffle are being donated to the science department of my son's private school.
Awesome. Caroline Clark, thank you for your super chat. She says, say your Dirk Diggler, Reds.
Dirk Diggler? That is an epic name. Let's say I'm that. Call me Dirk Diggler or Seymour Butts or
Jack Me Off.
Oh, that's Jack good. Jack Me Off.
Time says, and by the way, Time, I just need to know if this is a conditional or unconditional super chat. Please specify. Bathing in my own pee? Gross. I only bath in other people's pee and... Here's the $5 as promised, Reds. Thanks for the dick pics. Yeah. There's a big distinction there, I think. There are people who are into water sports, but it's different. I'm just put it out there like that. It's different. They're two completely different things. I don't know why they are, but they are. I feel strongly about this.
Kyle, do you get peed on, or are you the peer?
It depends on my mood. If I have had a long day, then I'm definitely the pee-er, not the P-E. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. 0132 says, drinking piss is a bad idea. Okay. Nice. Drinking piss is a bad idea. Okay.
Drinking piss is bad.
Drinking piss is bad. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. We just put this together last minute, but I don't think it could have went any better. I literally contacted Team Skeptic and Jared. Red, I asked about this morning, but Team Skeptic and Jared literally got an hour's notice. So good on them for
if even that.
Jared, shut up, Jared.
I wish my English accent was a little bit better, so I could have done a better Nathan Jokely. But
it's quite all right. You'll be invited next time.
Oh God! Hang on. Can I take this out with something?
Yes, you can. As soon as I announce that, make sure everybody joins us tomorrow, where we will have Brett Keane, the original internet atheist, where he will finally get to ask his questions to Godless Engineer. I am ready. I hope you are too. And Reds, it's yours to take us out.
All right. Perfect. So, Truth Seeker. I'm not afraid of having a conversation with you. If you remember last time, I quite easily handed you your ass. I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you, but underneath one condition, you actually shut the fuck up and listen. You see, the thing is with a conversation is that you also have to listen every now and then, not just flap your gums and keep flapping them and keep flapping them, spewing shit after shit after shit. Listen, that's not how this is going to roll. So how about this? Go ahead, get in contact with Kyle, but promise him, swear on that bullshit flat earth that you like to push, swear on it that you will actually listen when it's your turn to listen, and you will only speak when it is your turn to speak, and I'll be more than happy to hand you your ass in a nice, controlled fashion. If you can't agree to that, then fuck off. If you can, then I can't wait to see you next time, because next time, your ass is mine yet again.